Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo with an in-studio session recorded at Americana Fest in Nashville. Taylor Rae released her debut album, Home on the Road, this year. I asked her about the experience of being an independent artist and making this record on her own.
It was a lot of work, you know, but like I said, just so fulfilling. It's really nice to learn how to wear all the hats in this career because, you know, there's just so many little things that go into it that you don't think about. And I've never released an album like this. So, yeah, it's been really cool.
I also asked Taylor how long it took to complete the record.
It took about, so we recorded it in March of 2021, and then we did about 6 months of promo and releasing singles and music videos, and then it came out, there was like a soft release in October last year, and then we brought it to radio at the beginning of 2022. So I think it has a lot of life left in it just because it's, you know, still the debut album, and it's been doing really well on the charts, and I'm so grateful for my radio promoters for that. They're just doing such a good job.
Let's hear Sink or Swim from the new album, recorded in studio in Nashville.
Come on over, darling, it's sink or swim. Fall in, out, and into love, and out again. Sit down here, we'll find a way to make amends. If we don't, does that mean this is the end? So maybe I'll try. I don't know what to say. I still learn something new about you every damn day. So honey, tell me why it is that we fall away. I will do my best to choose to love you anyway. So maybe you'll try a little harder. Maybe I'll try to stay. We're dreaming about getting stronger, but thinking of yesterday.
That was Taylor Rae with Sink or Swim from her new album, Mad 20s. Find it online on all the major music services. Taylor is one of those rare people who found their calling at a very early age. I asked her about the decision to make music.
I was always a singer. I wasn't like, what do I want to be when I grow up? It's like, I already am this, and this is what I'm going to do. Yeah, it was always my passion. I started writing songs when I was like 10, playing original shows when I was 15, and then went to music school. Studied vocal performance, and then I've just been doing it full time ever since, making it work. Not in a negative way, but I don't have a choice, kind of. You know, this is like, I have to do this, and it's the most important thing to me. It's just a part of me, and if I want to be, you know, expressing myself in this world as an authentic person, this is what I have to do in order to do that.
I asked Taylor about what comes next.
You know, this album, like I said, has a lot of life left in it. And what I'm doing now is what I want to be doing, you know, maybe on a grander scale someday. But I'm on the road all the time and I love it so much. I love playing in front of live audiences And I think by mid next year, I want to start pre-production on the next record. And so that's kind of the next big thing I'll be working towards. But between now and then, I just see myself doing what I'm doing.
Let's hear Fixer Upper from the new record recorded in studio at Americana Fest in Nashville. That was Taylor Ray with Fixer Upper from her new debut record, Mad 20s, available now on all the major music services. This has been an Americana Fest in studio session with Taylor Ray. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masalgo. Thanks for listening.